Hey friends, this week I really didn't know what to talk about. I mean, I still don't. So I'm gonna just flow here, and just what comes to my mind right now is jumping in. Doing things that people wouldn't expect you to do, because maybe you're not a risk taker. And I know last week I talked about identity and finding your own identity. One of the key things about that is at some point, I guess I'll speak on myself, at some point in my life, I had to just do it. About three and a half years, hitting on four years, I made a leap and I moved to, well, actually, no, I had a lot to backtrack. It was back in 2018, and I was living in North Carolina at the time, and I jumped from doing a contract job in North Carolina and felt the Lord was telling me to go to New York, and I heard his voice, so I just was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Opposition everywhere. No one agreed with me. Fine. It was what it was. And I took a baby step leap. Okay. So my baby step leap was I went to New Jersey. Didn't work out. Had a very verbally and mentally abusive boss. I was only there for like a month at that job in New Jersey. And that's where my story of being homeless and a homeless nomad, I should say, started to become my life. And that was my life for a year while in New York and living in my car and just trying to find ways to stay at a hotel, an Airbnb, whatever I could do to get a wash for the weekend. And didn't really have long-term stays. I was able to get one long-term stay for 3 months, and that was nice. Living conditions were not the best, but you deal with what you have, and you make good use of it. So that leap was a baby leap that I pushed back, because I did the New Jersey thing, and then I went back home, and then God was like, no, you gotta go back. So I went back after 2 months, because I was really, really sick while I was in New Jersey, and I did a camp in the city of New York, went back, got sick, went back to Washington State, where I'm from, and then got better, then went back to New York in 2018, so still the same year, and then was homeless for a year. And so basically that leap didn't feel like the leap I thought it would be. Usually you see on TV shows, it's like they leap and then they meet someone and they get this connection and then they start a new job and they finally get a place and it's like, ah, moment. That wasn't the case for me. That wasn't it. And it was very disheartening, and it made me question, you know, the God of my faith. It's like, so you're just gonna leave me out here? You know, I took the leap you asked me to. I did what you said. But the odd thing is that I wouldn't take back that leap. Like, would I want to relive it? No. Sleeping in your car and not knowing if, you know, what was going to happen to you in the night while you're sleeping. Very concerned and worrying, of course, and you don't sleep. I did write a book about it called The Traveling Vegan, A Nomad's Green Book to Life, and how I use certain tactics to survive during those moments. And you can also hear it audibly on this podcast channel. But the whole point of me leaping wasn't to find security right away. My whole point of sleeping was in faith and just moving in that faith and not worrying about, oh, what's going to happen next. We can't always know what's going to happen next. That's the whole idea of leaping, you know, taking the jump and doing the thing that we know we should do, even if we don't have the support to do. That support can be around other people. That support can be what you think should be put in, you know, into place before you go. And I'm not trying to tell anyone to do something, especially in these times where financial crises are running high, inflation's high. I'm just saying, when you know you're supposed to do something, you need to just do it, you know? And if I knew what was going to happen before I jumped, I never would have jumped. So God literally had to just say jump, and then was like, oh, here you go. And it's like, well, I can't turn back now. Like, even though I'm homeless, I got to keep going. And that was the longest year of my life, but I learned so much. And no, like I said, I wouldn't want to do it again. But I learned so much in a point of knowing how to survive, and I brought those survival tactics into my life today to where I don't have this FOMO. I don't feel like I need. I know what to adjust for, and you know, I see life as a journey that we can take, and it can be wonderless, and it can be imaginative, and it doesn't have to be what society's standards are of what it should be. You can just live life, and whatever comes with it doesn't mean something is bad about you or you're a bad person. It just means that when things happen in life, it could be just to teach you something. Do bad things happen to bad people? Yes. Do bad things happen to good people? Yes. I've learned after watching The Shack for, I don't know, the umpteenth time, that forgiveness and trying to track the record of wrongs to rights is not my job. And for me to go, me being homeless, maybe it was because I did something bad, it's nothing to do with my character and who I am and being the person I know I am. It's just life happens. And taking the leap and taking the jump wasn't a punishment. It was a eye-opening experience that now when I see someone on the street, there's more of an empathy towards them than I had before. I've always empathized with those who are homeless. But until you are homeless, until you are cold and sleeping in 6-degree weather with barely a blanket, you don't know truly what people are going through. And the same thing can go with race and, you know, the people with disability and people in different types of hardships in life that isn't supported by privileged people. What I can say is that there's an understanding there once you lived it. And I want people to understand that you may end up in a situation where you're going to learn about certain predicaments that you weren't expecting. But it's the leap into what you are needing to do, that faith understanding, that is what will make a difference in your life. That is what's going to help you find that common ground and it's going to help you pursue more things in life without fear, without looking into life as a oopsies or oh my goodness. You're going to see life in its fullness because you took that leap and you made that jump. So if you're thinking about it, go for it. Please do it. And if you're questioning yourself, really think about, what is it that your intuition is saying so that you can pursue what you need to pursue? We all have to do what is best for us, and we all have to take time to understand the best thing for ourselves. But there are moments where, by us not taking action, which I find that by doing the action is faith, you have moments where you will miss out on opportunities, you'll miss out on situations and predicaments in life where you may not ever see again. So contemplating whether or not to take action into your leap, into the faith of believing that what you need to do may not end up the way you want it, and if it does, congratulations. But I do think that we need to leap without expectation of what we think should happen, but leap with the action of knowing we did it. And then allow life to lead in the way that it needs to lead after that. Because you never know the lessons you may need to learn, not based on the character you are, but the character that is building within you for what is for you. So just understand that. So I guess I did have something to say. I didn't think I had something to say, to be honest. I just had that on my heart, and that just kept coming up. Just jump in, take the leap. So if that resonated with you, I'm so happy. I'm glad I was able to speak on it and share that with you. And I just hope that you move in the action that is best for you so that you can see all the things and all the promises that are waiting for you on your next path and your next journey. All right, friends, that is all I have. That is all I want to share with you. And as always, have a wonderful week and happy hibernation.